Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Email drivetime at rte.ie.
Lots of you texting 51551 about the various issues we have been discussing today, and obviously the lockdown, the looming lockdown, is looming large in a lot of your heads and you're not happy about it, I have to say, most of you. One person says, Niamh says, hairdressers and barbers, even charity shops didn't break any rules. They only allowed a small number in at a time, so it's not fair that they are to close. I'm taking no notice of what any of them have to say. I'm sick to my teeth of this, says Niamh. Another person says, if they don't open the restaurants and pubs for Christmas, all hell will be let loose. People will not comply with any more of this tyranny.
An awful lot of people getting in contact about Sarah's interview with Brian Hayes from the Banking Federation as well. A listener says, Brian Hayes on his holidays? Oh, would you ever come off it? Does he honestly think people will buy that? And another person says, good man, Brian. Didn't know the rules.
Well, you can keep your text coming to 51551. You can tweet us as well at DriveTimeRTE. Now, last Thursday on the programme, we spoke to Labour Senator Rebecca Moynihan, who was calling for the government in developing its COVID restrictions to consider the plight of people who live on their own. There are 400,000 single person households in Ireland, according to the last census. Now, you may have heard that social bubbles were announced last night as part of the Level 5 measures, but there was some confusion today about exactly who qualifies for a social bubble. And within the last hour, that has been clarified somewhat. So Rebecca is back with us this evening. And maybe firstly, Rebecca, you might remind us, what are social bubbles in theory and how should they work in terms of what you were suggesting on the programme last week?
Well, social bubbles are, if you're a single household, you will decide to bubble with another household. So essentially become a bubble with another household. So it could be, one elderly parent with a family, or it could be two single people in a relationship, or it could be two single people who are friends. So you're deciding to essentially come together and form yourself as a household, even if you live in separate physical houses. So it was one of the things, is 400,000 people live alone in Ireland, and then there's an additional 200,000 single parent families. And I think at the last lockdown, an awful lot of people were very, very isolated, and there was a knock-on effect in terms of mental health and isolation. So I had made, been speaking about this since mid-September, I made this suggestion last week, and also my party leader, Alan Kelly, then spoke to the Taoiseach about it and made the suggestion a couple of times in conversations that he had with him. So I was really happy to see last night, as part of the government formulation of response of introducing Level 5, that they were allowing social bubbles. I got a huge number of emails from people in the last week basically saying, I can't do another lockdown. You know, I really hope that they take these social bubbles on board. And then got a lot of emails today as well from people just saying, you know, really glad that social bubbles have been taken on board. Thank you very much for promoting it. So I think it's going to make a really significant difference for an awful lot of people. The bubbles are bubbles, and it means that they're exclusive. So they're not a chain. And the New Zealand example of it, London School of Economics did a review and shows that actually by emphasising the exclusivity of bubbles, it helped bring down people's number of contacts, but also didn't contribute to the spread of the virus. So I think it's a very simple measure that the government could take without contributing to the spread.
Okay, so we've been told that there are going to be bubbles, obviously, but although there has been a change even today in terms of what constitutes that bubble, and we've got some clarification on that. You have got, and we'll get to that clarification in just a moment, but I know that you got a lot of phone calls today from people asking whether they qualified for a bubble. What sort of examples were you getting from people today?
Well, so I had, you know, one situation where there was an elderly couple and their daughter is the person that comes and speaks to them, and they obviously will be able to bubble, but their concern was that that she was 7 kilometres away as opposed to 5 kilometres away. And in the rules and guidelines that are published today, that's allowable. So, for example, if your elderly parents live, you know, 10 kilometres away from where you are, you can travel for them in order to be able to socially bubble and see them inside. Another query and concern that I had was a couple in a relationship that lived both separately, one of whom who's a frontline healthcare worker, and he was asking whether he will be allowed to social bubble. And now, under the new guidance that was just issued there in the clarification, yes, they would. It's any single parent household. Initially, during the day, the department or the government had published anybody who was living alone who had mental health challenges, and I think that was overly restrictive. I've also had, you know, a really lovely email who then wrote to the Minister for Health herself from a 76-year-old woman, and she wants to social bubble with her best friend. And since the lifting of the restrictions, they would meet for tea. I don't think it's reasonable that you're asking a 76-year-old woman and her best friend to meet for tea outside. Mm. I think it's reasonable that both of them living alone, they can have a cup of tea in their other house. So okay. Those are the situations that have been coming up, and I think it will make a difference for an awful lot of people. The new guidance is much better because it says that anybody who is a single household can choose to bubble with another household.
Okay, so if you're living alone, that's the new guidance as of this afternoon. If you're living alone, you can bubble with another household. You don't have to be vulnerable in one way or another, just if
or
you're living alone.
Or have mental health challenges.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us this evening. That's Rebecca Moynihan, Labour Senator. Lots and lots of you texting, as I said, on various issues that we've been discussing. I'm going to get to some of those in just a moment.